the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 18th, and it's the first day that most of you are not going to have to go to school for Christmas break. So welcome to Christmas break. I have a very special guest with me today, one I'm extremely partial to, and that's okay because he's my son. Dear son, what is your first name?
Eliax.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
What I'm most looking forward to is celebrating getting presents.
And what do you like to do to celebrate? Is there anything that you, every year, you're like, ooh, I like it when we do this?
I like it when we go to our grandma and grandpa's house in Michigan.
That is fun. And what is the name of Jesus that you're going to share with us today?
Emmanuel.
What does this name mean?
It means God is with us.
And where do we see that this name is referenced in the Bible?
Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:23.
Can you read Isaiah 7:14 for us?
Yeah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And can you tell us, Alex, a story from the Bible that tells us how this name of Jesus is true? Where do we see that he is with us when we need him?
In Acts 7, the stoning of Stephen becomes the first person to give his life for Christ. Jesus is with him from heaven and gives him peace, confidence, and boldness when he died.
Mm-hmm. So it's like this very sad story to read in Acts 7, as Stephen is being absolutely mistreated for what he believes about Jesus. And we see that in the moment when he is being bold for the gospel, that Jesus meets him and gives him everything that he needs in order to face that moment without fear. And as sad of a story as it is, it's actually one of the most beautiful things to see that Jesus met him there and he didn't save him, yet he gave him everything he needed to be able to handle that situation without fear, and that he was with him in that situation. Alex, can you tell us a time in your life when you have seen that Jesus is with you?
A time in my life that I've seen that Jesus is with me is I've gotten stitches many times, and he's given me strength to be calm and protected me to get medical care.
Yep. There's probably been too many times when you have gotten stitches or had injuries that were kind of major, especially when you were really little. It was something that you really excelled at. And you saw that he was with you in those times, right? Because you would, after you would pray, and we would talk about Jesus being with you, it would actually completely affect the way that you handled that situation. That's super true. I would love to know, Alex, what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
My favorite thing about Jesus, I just love this, that he loves us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves every single person, no matter what they do.
That's some big love, right? Why would you say that that's your favorite thing? Like, when you think about what you love about him, why does that stick out to you?
Because, like, it'd be hard to love, like, over a billion people all at the same time.
That is true. Is it ever hard for you to love, like, the 100 people that you have in your life? Yeah. I mean, I'm always extremely easy to love, but I know there's some other people, like your dad and your sisters, right? He's got a face full. You're saying that sometimes I'm hard to love? It's true. I can be hard to love. So today's Advent passage.
Matthew 1:21-23. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Alex, would you close us in prayer for today?
Dear Jesus, I pray that we can remember that God is always with us, and that his name is Emmanuel, and he never leaves us. And I pray that everybody can just remember that always when they're troubled or scared. Amen.
Amen. Alex, can you close our time together today by wishing everyone who's listening a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.